All right. It's great to connect with you, Justin. Welcome to the program, and thrilled to be with you. So we're looking forward to our call.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward
to
it, too.
Man. Good. All right. So what I want to do on this call, and I love that you jumped right in. I've got your vision here. I love that you really jumped right in and started doing the work. And what I want to do on this call is just dig into what you picked up in week one. You know, week one recordings, what's resonated with you, what you've retained so far, and it's not a pass-fail thing. So we certainly, you know, we move you through, but that's what these calls are for, is to get you through any stuck points, to make sure that go over the information with you, and the techniques and the tools and everything. So this is just to solidify what you're learning in the recordings. And then make you an expert in this content. So again, we move you through at your pace, and we'll make sure that this stuff is like breathing to you over the next several weeks. So and it will expand on everything that's in the recordings. But before we jump into the week one stuff, you know, fill me a little bit on, you know, I know your story a bit. I know that you're in Mississippi, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So I got a question. Ole Miss or Miss State? Which is the
Mississippi State all the way.
There you go. Okay, I had to ask. I know that that's a subject down there. So, and believe it or not, so I've been to probably 40 states here in the U.S. Mississippi, I've never been there. And,
really?
I've never been to Mississippi, Alabama. And my wife and I, you know, Kelly and I were talking last year. We drove home and we went through, you know, because we go to Florida in the winters, and we drove both cars home, and we went through the, you know, Georgia, then Tennessee, and then up through that Kentucky. And next year, we thought when we go down, if we drive down with the cars, we're going to go through and go to South Carolina, down the Savannah, Georgia area, because, you know, she's never been there, and I have.
Right.
And then on the way home, we're going to go through Alabama and Mississippi, because we've never been there. We're going to spend a day in each and just, you know, see the area. So never been there, but I heard, you know, the people there, I hear they're great people.
Man, most of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty good. So
good.
Definitely.
All right, good. So, all right. So tell me, but I've got a pretty good understanding of what you're going through. I know you own a landscaping business and I believe a poultry farm, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. But then you've definitely been bogged down by stress, anxiety. It's affecting relationships and your mind and things. So tell me in your own words, just a couple minutes. We don't want to go through everything again. Just in your own words, so I hear from you, what's some of the main areas that you want to improve on?
Well, you know, like I said, just kind of the biggest thing for me is just to be able to try to get rid of some of the anxiousness, you know. And I also found Katie on our you know, call there, the breakthrough call. I said it's kind of hard for me to you know, I'm learning to talk about it a little more, because, you know, like I told her, I said, I don't know if everybody's like that, but, you know, guys, we're just kind of brought up kind of you know, we don't talk about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of, so it is difficult, you know. It's kind of, mm-hmm. And like I said, the more I talk, I guess the more I'm, you know, realizing that other men are going through the same thing, and so that helps. But, you know, it's always, everything you see is kind of, you know, I say everything you see, a lot of things you see and hear people talk about, you know, is related to women, you know, and what they're going through. And but a lot of, you know, there's not very much out there that I've seen that you know, specifically targets men, you know. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
So it's been a little difficult, but like I said, just the anxiety. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I think it's mainly just general anxiety. And you know, of course, I honestly know I've got some social anxiety there.
Okay.
And then just stress. I mean, you know, stress for running a business and, you know, dealing with employees. Like I was telling her, you just kind of, you kind of become everybody's everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with their struggles and their, you know, and then of course your own struggle daily. So it's just, I don't know, I just find myself really just stressed and anxious, and so mm-hmm. just makes it tough, you know. So
We're going to get rid of all that, and you're going to be, that mind is going to be dialed in, and we're going to take it back to factory settings, which is peace and calm. But life builds up on us, man, and
right.
you get married, you have a business, you're an entrepreneur, you've got a family, you've got responsibilities, man, and stress and worry and overwhelm and fatigue, and it just shuts you down. And whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't, you know, anxiety doesn't really care what you are. And
that's right.
So and you know, we all have, whether you're a man, woman, even animals, you know, my dogs, they get afraid, they get happy, they get sad, you know, they we all have this catalog of emotions and states of being that are available to us, and the mind is this computer that is absorbing everything that we've ever been through. So when we build on the stress and the worry and the overwhelm, it'll shut us down. So whether you're a man, woman, 3 years old, 83 years old, we have the same emotions available to us at all times. So what we're going to do is get you back to the best version of you, and probably even better than you ever remember feeling. So that's the journey. And then one other piece before we move forward, tell me a little bit about the social anxiety. What settings do you get a little bit, you know, tense or anxious or twisted inside out?
I'm not big on crowds. You know, I just don't like being around a lot of people. And really, I mean, main, and it's not really, not necessarily being around the people. You know, maybe not like a concert or a football game type deal. You know, maybe not as much, but you know, like especially, you know, if I had to give a speech, I'd probably, you know, I'd probably be sick to my stomach, you know, just worrying about, and I've done it, you know, I mean, I can sometimes work myself up, and I can do it if I have to, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm not, you know, if I can limit that, I like to limit it, you know. And
well, we're going to get you into this place of complete peace and contentment in every area. And if you choose to public speak, great. If you choose to present, if you choose to do whatever you want, whenever you want, you're going to have that
right.
place. You won't be limited by fear. And and you're going to learn too. There's no have to's. There's no must do's. You know, you're just going to live your life on your terms. And then your business will be impacted positively, your life, your relationships. So let's jump into it, buddy. I appreciate that that insight into – and you're 36 years old, if I remember correctly?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right, man. So when I, you know, really started to learn and master this stuff, I was around your age, and it was really empowering for me. So you just get ready for some big things. So tell me, Justin, what you picked up in week one. And I'm going to give you a different expanded view. But tell me what you picked up in week one and some of your takeaways were.
Well, you know, the mental diet thing, you know, is for, you know, trying to limit. I was listening to you mentioned that you didn't watch the news every day.
and that's something that I've kind of learned to do,
you know, maybe in the last few months or so, just try, because I mean that just gets you all worked up. And
yes.
You know, of course, you know, I think you've mentioned, you know, talking about, you know, people get on social media and they start stuff, you know, and if you chime in, the next thing you know, you're in the middle of it, and just, you know, just not getting involved with stuff that, you know, like I said, it's going to bring negativity or negative thoughts or put you in that bad spot, you know. And of course, one thing, you know, and it's something in my family that we deal with, it's like mm-hmm. there's always drama going on with somebody. This person's
sure.
got this going on, this mess. And so
yep.
that's one thing I'm like, hey, I gotta stay away from that, because it does.
Yeah.
It, like you said in there, it makes you, you know, once you get involved in that, it just kind of, it's hard to stop. You know, it's hard to switch gears and get back into a different mindset, but you know, you just kind of go down that road. Once you go down that road, it's hard to get back. You know,
yep.
it kind of just ruins your day. Or for
yeah,
me,
people,
it does.
You know, you're right. And people, Justin, they're drama queens and kings, man. They people love the minutia. They love the chaos. They love the drama. You know, you watch the news, it's all chaos. And they'll sprinkle in two or three nice little stories in the 30-minute news program, but all what's wrong. It's all the opinions of what's wrong. And they'll get some talking heads on there discussing, you know, the both sides of what's wrong or whatever. And it's all garbage. It's all pointless stuff. And we've got some important things that we've got to address in this world. But it's people are, you know, they're conditioned to be that way. They're conditioned to be pessimistic and jaded and angry and all that stuff. So we are taking now, we're going to put our mind on that diet you talked about. So it is about having that mental filter about really limiting what we ingest. And you're right. And it's an inside job. So we're surrounded by family. We're surrounded by friends, coworkers, all these people that we interact with. And we've got to realize, like, okay, you know, just like we're surrounded by people that choose to eat what they want to eat during the day, right? I always, as we talk about the diet for the mind, I always give analogies with the body. We make a decision on what we're going to eat, you know? So my son is doing this fitness challenge right now, and he started a new job this week. And he was leaving, you know, every day he left for work this week, I'd see him a couple of days, and he'd grab a protein shake, and he'd grab healthy snack, and he'd, you know, fill up his backpack with the stuff. And I said, how you doing with lunches? He goes, good. He goes, you know, there's a Chipotle right by, and he goes, I've been doing a healthy bowl. So he makes a choice. But whatever his coworkers are doing, that's their choice. It's the same thing with the mental fitness. You know, we make a choice on what we want to focus on, what we want to ingest, what we want to talk about, think about, read about, watch. And it's an inside job. So we only worry about Mike. We only worry about Justin. We worry about us. But then what happens is we're creating a healthier environment. And our mind and our brain literally transforms. And we're going to give you some other very important tools, but this is the good first step. Does that all make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so tell me more of what you picked up in the first week, you know, some of the takeaways from the recordings.
I know one of the steps is flooding your mind with the feel good stuff, things that make you feel.
Yep.
So that's one, you know, just kind of focus on those things and, you know, trying to, you know, keep my mind in a more, you know, kind of in a more, I guess, positive mindset.
Healthy mindset. Very simple. Just a healthy mindset. So that's good. Yeah, so let me give you the three pieces that I speak about that essentially make up the diet for the mind. And the first one is focus. You know, whatever we shine our flashlight of focus on, because we are energy, you know, you're going to really learn this over the next several weeks, but, you know, we're just this vibrating field of energy, man. And we're emitting a frequency at all times, our thoughts, our emotions, our energy. That's why they say, like, dogs can smell fear. You know, they know when somebody, and they also, you know, a dog knows when their human is sad or upset or angry. Like my dog hears my voice go up or sees that, you know, and will literally just walk away. Sometimes I'm on a coaching phone, I'm just talking loud, and the dog's like, oh, okay. So, but they sense that energy. They know when you're sad. They know when they also sense danger. So we are learning how to tap into that. But the understanding is, wherever we flash, shine our flashlight of focus, we're going to expand. And so it's like any subject that we think about a lot, we're literally drawing it into us. I always use the car analogy with guys. And, you know, if you've ever seen a car you like the first time I saw the Mercedes that I ended up getting years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, I was blown away because I never liked Mercedes. I just didn't like the old body style. But then when they came out with these new body styles, and I saw one at a charity golf outing, and I sat in it, I thought, oh, my God. And I literally took a picture of it and sent it to my wife, Lee, and I said, I love this car. Now, as soon as I saw that, Justin, I saw that car everywhere. As soon as I brought it into my attention, I didn't see it enough. Like last year, Kelly got a Jeep Wrangler. And I didn't even know really, I knew the Jeep, but I never really paid attention to it. As soon as I got a Jeep Wrangler or Kelly got one, I saw them everywhere. So whatever we draw in with our attention. So if we're looking for problems, we'll find them. If we're worried about bills, we'll get more. If we're stressed about life, we're a magnet for more stress. So we want to focus, consciously direct our focus to our vision and to our desired end result. And then you and I are going to make a micro vision today. And the micro vision is essentially the way that you want to feel as we go through the day. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions about that?
Not yet. I'm good so far.
All right, good. I always ask that. So if you have questions, just interject.
Right.
Let's go over your vision here. And this is what I want you to read, you know, 4 or 5 times a day. And the purpose of reading this is really to keep it front of mind. We want to keep it in front of mind all times because life happens. Look at, like, yesterday we had this incident, you know, where the service members died. We've got COVID going on. We've got the Delta variant. We've got all this garbage that is just flying past us. Oh, and then we've got to worry about our wife and our family or our husband and our kids and all that stuff. And you know, so we constantly have things that are getting distracted. And then we've got employees or an employer or whatever. We want to always stay laser locked in on the vision. And then we're going to make a micro vision, and we want to stay there. So read the vision 4 or 5 times a day just to keep it front of mind. So let me look at yours here. I'm more relaxed and happy to go through each day. I am sleeping great every night and waking up refreshed each day. Loving, affectionate relationship with my wife. We're spending more quality time together than ever and truly enjoying life together. Love it. I have a positive attitude towards my family, employees, and acquaintances, and I am a living, great example of the type of man I want my boys to become. Perfect. My business is thriving, expanding due to my employees' hard work, my greater involvement in daily operations. We continue to attract customers and attain projects that have led both the business and family to more financial freedom. I have the best physical shape that I've been in years, and I enjoy running and being active in my kids' sports. I'm extremely active in both church and community, which gives me an opportunity to give back and make impact on others' lives. I love it. That's absolutely perfect, buddy. So what I like about that, Justin, is it's simple, it's clear, and it is all towards what the outcome that you want. That's perfect. You're going to have that. Okay, that's going to be your life in the coming months. So I love that vision. Now let's come up with a micro vision. So tell me, why do you want a successful business?
Well, I mean, just to be honest, you know, more money to
more use. Money. Okay, right. Why do you want more money?
to do anything I want, you know, to be able to do more things that I want to do, you know.
Yes, more money because then you can do what you want to do, which
right.
is freedom. Which
right.
is a sense of peace, contentment, safety, security. You
right.
want more money because of the way more money makes you feel. It gives you comfort. It gives you freedom.
Right. Right.
You want the you like Mississippi State because maybe their football team because of the way it makes you feel, especially when they win. So right. So you everything we do, we want the relationship because we think it's going to make us happy. We fall in love to experience love. We drive the new car. I like the Mercedes because every time I started it up, it's like, whoa, I love this car. It's a feeling place, right? I play golf. I play golf, and I get aggravated when I play golf, but I play golf because it's my passion, because of the way it makes me feel. I do this work because it feels terrific. So the opportunity is to understand, Justin, every outcome, everything we do in life, every decision we make in life, every experience we strive for, every goal we have, is because we feel it's going to make us feel a certain way. And as you've learned, life sometimes makes us feel a different way, anxious and uptight and stressed and worried. Now we're going to directly teach our subconscious with what we call a microvision to bring us to this feeling place automatically because it's going to be who you are. And it doesn't happen overnight. We're training the mind to become something else, but through repetition and feeding the subconscious this microvision, it's going to start taking shape, okay? Just like a diet. We don't lose 30 pounds in a week. But if we create a healthier environment over a period of time, we're going to lose that weight. So give me 3 or 4 or 5 emotions or states of being that you would like to feel every day. Obviously, happiness.
Yeah, happiness. I mean,
we mentioned freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah.
I mean, I would say relaxed. I mean, you're not so tight all the time.
Yep. Relaxed. Happy. Successful or fulfilled. Sure.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Anything else? Yeah, okay, good. There we go. All right, okay. So write, do you have a pen?
Yes, sir.
All right, so write this down. This is your microvision. I am happy. I am peaceful and relaxed. My mind is clear, and I have tremendous energy. My mind is clear, and I have tremendous energy. I am fulfilled, and my life is successful. I am happy and peaceful and relaxed. Okay, I am, my mind is, I forgot freedom. My mind is clear and I have tremendous energy. I live in freedom, let's add that one in there. And my life is fulfilling and successful. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if that's your life in 6 months, what would you feel about that?
Be awesome.
There you go. It's going to be. All right. So here's what I suggest with the microvision is I always suggest to write it on index cards. You know, put it on 5, 6, 7, 8 index cards. Have one in your pocket at all times. As you put your wallet in or your keys in your pocket, you put this microvision in your pocket. You carry it with you. You have one on your nightstand. You have one on your bathroom mirror, maybe in your closet, anywhere you see a lot of times. I used to have mine taped to my laptop, next to my keyboard on my laptop where I'd see it every day. It was my lock screen as I opened up my computer or on my phone. I want you to inundate your mind with this and treat it like you're training. You know, do you ever teach your kids manners, right? Say please,
yes.
Say thank you. Do you have to do it once or do you do it a bunch of times?
You know, I don't know. I'm still doing it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You're still doing it. Yeah, and you're not going to stop until they have manners. So I remember my daughter, Danielle, who's 28 now, you know, 20 years ago, she used to chew with her mouth open all the time. And I, you know, and I'm never one that does that. I used to say, Danielle, chew with your mouth. And she'd like be mid-sentence, she'd point to her mouth as her lips closed, like, I'm doing it, like, type thing. And I probably told her 500 times. But I wouldn't give up until the habit was made. And that's what you're going to do with your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is just something that you're training. But unfortunately, we're not awake to that fact. We just go through life and we just start, you know, spewing things that are, and we just start living life, and the subconscious mind is trained by accident. So now what we're doing is we're consciously training our subconscious mind, and we're doing it with this microvision and vision. So if you say it 100, 150 times a day, that's terrific. You know, when you go to bed, before you go to bed, say it 25 times. Right when you wake up, say it 25 times. Read your microvision. When you're shaving and brushing your teeth, keep saying it. When you're pumping gas, pull it out of your pocket and read it 10 times. When you're at work, call timeouts during the day, just read it, you know, 25, 30 times. Just keep feeding that subconscious or microvision and then start viewing yourself as that microvision. Who's Justin? Like right now, you identify with a guy that's anxious or a guy that public speaks. That's where your focus is, or the guy that's, you know, depressed or overwhelmed or stressed. Now we're going to start identifying with the new thing. And at first it'll feel like a lie. You're going to be saying these things, and it's like your mind's going to be like, no, you're not, Justin. Remember, we're anxious because the mind has been trained to be anxious. So that's what it knows. It's a servant. So, you know, right, but guess what? When you consistently train this employee to start being something else, 7, 10, 14, 20 days from now, after doing it with diligence, you're going to wake up and the mind's going to say, good morning, Justin. And you're going to be like, whoa, I feel relaxed. Man, I feel happy. I don't know why. Because now the mind is becoming something else. So I want you to really commit to this microvision every day. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and identify with it. That's who you are moving forward. All right, so now the second piece of the diet for the mind is the mental filter. The mental filter is that thing that we use to decide what we're bringing in mentally, emotionally, verbally. So what we're reading, what we're watching, what we're Googling, what we're Facebooking on, what we're what we're conversing or the people in our life that we're conversing with. So talking about that mental filter, what ways can you say, yeah, I can strengthen my mental filter? You mentioned family and drama and employees. What's some ways that we can strengthen that mental filter?
Well, I think as far as like just limiting, maybe like limiting what I'm, I guess what I'm watching or listening to, or maybe that's not, maybe that's not what you're looking for.
No, what you're watching for sure. You know, like you mentioned early on, turning off the news. And turning off the news, stop Googling, like everybody's Googling is how they find us, which is a good thing. But you know, we don't Google symptoms. We don't, you know, we're no longer looking for the answer. We found the answer. Great.
Right.
Our mind will still say, let's keep looking. I wonder what we should do here if I'm not sleeping well. And so we tend to just keep, you know, looking or searching, whatever. So we want to make sure that we are using that mental filter. It's like a bouncer. The bouncer decides who gets in the bar, right? You're the bouncer for your mind. You decide. And then the people that we interact with, are they Debbie Downers? Are they people that are you know, nauseatingly negative and over, you know? And we want to literally use this filter and say, okay, is this subject, is this program, is this news article, or is this article, or is this thing I'm posting on Facebook, is it in line with my vision and microvision, or is it the opposite? And if it's the opposite, we want to take very little. We want to ingest that very little. Okay, so use that mental filter. Does that make it sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay, any questions on that?
No, I think I'm good there.
Gotcha, buddy. And then the last thing is really feeding your mind with healthy food. So what things, no matter how overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, depressed, whatever, no matter how deep down in it you're emotionally and mentally, where can you take your mind? Where can you, like, you know, find some things that absolutely make you feel better? You know, it could be a vacation place, could be music, could be Mississippi State sports, it could be whatever. What are some things that you could take your mind to that just always feel good?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think those are some things I was looking at, you know, the thing about vacations, or, you know, I like to hunt and fish, you know, things like, you know, that, you know, spend time with my family, you know, my wife and kids, I really enjoy that, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So you can go there. And how about vacation spots? Where are some of your favorite vacation spots?
Yeah, I like the beach. I like the mountain. The mountain's my favorite.
There you go. You like Arizona, Colorado? What mountains you like?
Oh, look, I'm a Tennessee mountain. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Love them.
That's what we.
Yeah, I love them. And beautiful country there, man. And so good. So you can close your eyes right now, Justin, and think of the mountains, right?
Right.
You can close your mind, take it anywhere you want. So if you look at any of my videos that I have, the bookshelves behind me in my house in Chicago. That's our main house, obviously, but these bookshelves are literally littered with things that put a smile on my face. Pictures of our children, vacations, Kelly and I, you know, my book, my you know, times I've been on TV maybe, or our dogs, or, you know, gifts I've received, or vacations, or awards, or whatever. Everything in this office, I even have a Cubs hat and a cup from when they won the World Series. And so everything in this office is literally designed to put a smile on my face. It makes me feel good. So and even the things in front of me, I've got three inspiring quotes and pictures in front of me. And this is my happy place. And I mean, my whole life is pretty much a happy place. But this is what I can always do. And I can close my eyes and picture the beach in Naples that I love, and I watch the sunset there. I can go there right now mentally. I can think of my daughter who's in San Diego who puts a smile on my face, or my other daughter who's in L.A. who puts a smile on my face, or, you know, I mean, I could take my mind anywhere.
Right.
Or music, right? So what kind of music, like, by the way?
Country.
I figured that.
Right.
Who are your go-tos?
I mean, honestly, I like old country. You know, I say old country. I like George Strait, Garth Brooks. You know, like those.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to see Zach Brown tomorrow night. And,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to see. And I'm a big Zach Brown fan. I like his new album. I think it's finally back to his roots. And
right.
We're going to see Brad Paisley next month. So
yep.
I like Tim McGraw. I like Brad Paisley.
I like
Lee Bryce is a guy that I'm starting to like. I think he's really good. So I've really come to like country music over the last several years. So good. So, you know, you can never, you know, try listening to music you really like that's upbeat and feel bad. It's hard. So inundate yourself with that. Happy, you know, fun movies like I talk about in the recordings. Anything that puts a smile on your face, Justin, I want you to do that. So let's focus there this week. Let's focus on really taking control of this diet for the mind, reading your microvision 150 times a day, using your mental filter, staying connected to your vision 4 or 5 times a day, and then feeding your mind with good food. Don't worry about anything. And anytime the mind wants to take you to the stress and the anxiety, you switch it. You know, you're telling your mind, hey, no. You know, you're teaching your mind manners. You tell your mind, no, I'm going here. You tell your mind, I'm going there. Nope, we're going there. I know what you want me to do. I'm not going to pull on that thread today. Let me lead you back to my microvision. Let me lead you back to something that makes me feel good. And you're training your mind like your kids. You're still doing it, but you're not giving up. They're going to have manners. Same thing with your mind. It's going to have manners. It's going to be healthy. It just takes some time. Make sense?
Right, yes, it does.
All right, buddy. So then schedule with me again next week. And in the meantime, listen to the Module 2 recordings when they open up on Monday. And you send me a Voxer if you have any questions or if you need anything.
Okay.
All right, buddy. All right, Justin.
Sounds
great call. And then have a great week.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. Take care.